7. "What are you doing, Emil?" Archie asked, amusement in his voice. The amusement was there because it was obvious what Emil Janza was doing. He was siphoning gas from a car, watching it flow into a glass jug. Emil giggled. He, too, was amused that Archie should have discovered him performing such an act. "I'm getting my gas for the week," Emil said. The car, parked at the far end of the school's parking lot, belonged to a senior by the name of Carlson. "What would you do, Emil, if Carlson came along and saw you stealing his gas?" Archie asked, although he knew the answer. Emil didn't bother to reply. He grinned knowingly at Archie. Carlson wouldn't do anything about it at all. He was a thin, mild kid who hated getting involved in messes. Not too many people defied Emil Janza, anyway, whether they were fat or skinny, mild or not. Emil was a brute, which was kind of funny because he didn't look like a brute. He wasn't big or overly strong. In fact, he was small for a tackle on the football team, but he was an animal and he didn't play by the rules. Not if he could help it. His small eyes were embedded in pale flesh, eyes that seldom smiled despite the giggle and the grin that sometimes flashed across his face, especially when he knew he was reaching people. That's what Emil Janza called it, reaching people. Like whistling softly in class so that it got on the teacher's nerves, a barely perceptible whistle that could drive a teacher up the wall. That's why Emil Janza reversed the usual process. Wise guys usually sat in back. Emil didn't. He chose seats near the front, where he'd be in better position to harass the teacher. Whistling, grunting, belching, tapping his foot, stirring restlessly, sniffling.